University of Warwick podcast series on well-being, developed by the Counselling Service. This episode is focused on procrastination.
Procrastination, putting things off, is a common, natural human reaction to tasks that may seem in some way difficult or challenging. However, severe procrastination that leads to feelings of wretchedness or extreme anxiety may need addressing. People who procrastinate tend to find it difficult to make a start, such as, I'm waiting till I'm in the right mood, or I'm waiting until I'm inspired. They might create diversions, such as, before I start, I'll just tidy up or just check my emails. They may waste time by working ineffectively and say, I spent time on the task but have nothing to show for it. They may rush at the last minute and say that they work better under pressure. And they may miss deadlines and then feel guilty, disappointed and reproachful. Commonly, procrastination is mistakenly perceived as laziness. Essentially, however, procrastination is caused by inner conflict where there is a want or need to do something, matched with a corresponding resistance to doing it. Energy to prepare to act and then to execute the act doesn't flow, so there is inaction and then conflict. So, how can you move out of procrastination? Firstly, it's essential to understand why there seems a need to procrastinate, to sabotage yourself by not doing. Some reasons may include a fear of getting it wrong or doing it badly, a sense of being overwhelmed, such as I have so much to do, I don't know where to start, a desire for perfection, so it must be absolutely perfect or it's not worth doing, or a reluctance to take responsibility. Once the problem is acknowledged, there needs to be a commitment to break the habit of procrastinating and make some changes. You should consider the following things. Achievement is often a process, which inevitably involves some effort and challenge, even struggle, as well as success and a sense of triumph. If it's wrong or bad, changes can be made, if it's done in plenty of time. That's part of the process of accomplishment. Consider taking charge by managing an action plan. Develop time management skills. Make lists. Get an ally to support you in meeting task deadlines. Break down large tasks into smaller, doable ones, and reward each achievement to develop your motivation. Evaluate the importance of the task. If it's not necessary, maybe forget it. If it's important and has to be done, why delay? Consider how you'll feel when it is done. Focus on what is realistic rather than what is ideal. Don't get it perfect, that's impossible. Just try to get it done. Change I can't statements to I can't but I can. For example, I can't understand what to do, but I can ask for some guidance. Ultimately, it's your choice how you respond to tasks.
Please see the Warwick Counselling Service website for further information and links to sources of support both within and outside of the university. You may also find it helpful to talk to a counsellor in the service. We offer individual appointments, group therapy, email counselling and run workshops throughout term time focused on specific issues. You can register for counselling directly on the website or telephone the service on 02476 523 761.